Okay, we're back with Don Berlin, Mind and Body Talk. This show is rebroadcast on Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. and is also on Mixcloud, thanks to Rosie. Okay, so as always, we'll start with a little mindfulness activity. And again, this is the kind of thing you can practice yourself all the time. So if it's not safe to close your eyes, it's not safe to text. So if you're texting and driving, please stop one or the other. All right, start paying attention to your breath and just noticing. Just noticing as you breathe in and breathe out. Just letting your breathing happen as you notice. And as you notice, it may slow down on its own, or your breath may get deeper on its own, and you're just noticing. And because your conscious mind can only focus on one thing at a time, it lets you let go of the future, that place of stress and anxiety and fear about what might happen and what won't happen. You can let all that go and just come to the present. Likewise, you can let go of the past, that place of regret and shame, should have done this, should have said that. You can get off the hamster wheel of misery and just be present. Now, once you're in the present, which is usually a calm place, you can decide if you want to go into the future, which is a fine place to go, or you can decide to go into the past. But you always have control. You can always bring yourself to the present. Anytime you're feeling the way you wouldn't like to feel, just be aware, and then bring yourself to the present. So now that you're in the present and you're listening to the radio station, perhaps live streaming on radiosunnyside.org, I have a very special guest speaking of mindfulness, and her name is Pez. So start with my usual questions. And so briefly, how long have you been in Flagstaff?
Hi, Don, and everyone. I've been here for close to 10 years now. Came up in end of 2008.
Okay, and then how did you get into meditation? Oh, by the way, today's topic is meditation, and Pez is from Still Point Meditation. We'll find out more about that, but the main topic today is meditation.
Well, I got into meditation like many people do because of difficult circumstances in my life. So about, 12, 15 years ago, I was in therapy for depression. And my therapist kept trying to get me to try and meditate. And, of course, I was not interested. I had come from a very fundamentalist Christian youth. And in my 20s, I was a very Bible-bashing sort of person, and I wanted nothing more to do with religion. So I resisted this meditation, not realizing that meditation is not a religion. But when the depression got bad enough that I started being suicidal, nothing else seemed to help. And I thought, well, I'll give this a chance. And then when that doesn't work, I can say I've tried everything, I've done my due diligence, and I can get on with killing myself. So I tried it. I jumped in with both feet, 10-day silent residential retreat with Shinzen Young, who continues to be my primary teacher. And by the end of it, I had learned tools and techniques to be able to manage the depression. It didn't make it go away. I still have bouts from time to time. But I learned tools that made it bearable and not overwhelming. And from there, I kept on. It was sort of a lifeline for a while, and then discovered that it has applications in all parts of my life, and never looked back. Here I am, still alive, and now I'm teaching it.
Wow. You said due diligence like a lawyer there. What was your past professions or employment?
Well, actually, my main career was video production. I lived in England for some time, I think about 18 years, and I had a production company there called Pez Independent, worked with nonprofits and educational organizations and stuff, making video. Now I'm not doing video anymore. I do some editing, copy editing, proofreading, mostly for local authors and such. But then last year I started this business with meditation, and that seems to be taking over my past careers.
Yeah, that's great. I think I met you maybe a year ago at some...
At the FIBA, Independent Business Alliance, I think.
Yeah, that's that Flagstaff Independent Business Association, which if you're interested, you can look them up online. But they're, again, another nonprofit supporting local, primarily small business owners.
Yeah, and I've been really grateful for them, too.
They make a lot of nice connections.
Exactly, not least of which is you and being here now talking to the community.
Yeah, thanks. And, yeah, it's been nice knowing someone that has a full-time meditation gig. So before we get into your history, I know we have gotten to some of your history. I got to meditation. How about meditation itself? I know there's a lot of perhaps myths or at least misunderstandings or just total lack of knowledge.
Well, yeah. The main issue, I think, is that we're not very clear on our definitions. And so people have assumptions or what meditation is to them and assume that when you hear that word that that's what someone else is talking about. So my definition of meditation... Well, let me step back a moment and speak about mindfulness, because I'm teaching a mindfulness meditation. Mindfulness is just a way of paying attention with intention. And meditation is any exercise or any activity that intentionally fosters that kind of intention or kind of attention. So the... mindfulness activity is a skill set, really. It's just three skills you can learn. Concentration, which is being able to focus on whatever you think is relevant at the time. Clarity, or sensory clarity, which is sort of knowing what you're focusing on, not zoning out. And equanimity, which is generally the ability to allow what's happening internally to happen, to come and go without fighting against it. So for me, meditation is any activity in which you're either developing those three skills or applying those three skills to any situation. And that enables you to become mindful, to pay attention in a certain way, and to see what's really going on in any moment, as opposed to all the stories that your brain is making up for you and all the triggers that are happening and all the fears of the future. You are able to pay attention to what's happening right now.
Great. And then we could delve a little bit into the history. And my understanding of meditation, or my knowing, is formally talked about with Buddha, but I'm sure it was from way back before that.
Well, meditation... by that or other words, has been around for an awfully long time. The Buddha came out of a generally Hindu culture, and there was meditation is an important part of Hinduism also. The Buddha tried a number of different kinds of meditative practices before coming up with his own. You also find it in the Catholic Church, although there the words are switched, so in mystical Catholicism, meditation is called contemplation. Mm-hmm. And what I would call contemplation, they call meditation.
Oh, okay.
But it's still the practice of things like the centering prayer, listening to God, connecting with the divine or the cosmos or whatever word you like to use. And Native American cultures have a lot of practices that involve this sort of concentration and equanimity. So I'm not sure the terminology there, but yeah, this is a practice that has been discovered in many cultures throughout history.
Yeah, maybe something the human mind tends to go to just naturally.
I'm sorry, say that again.
So perhaps it's something that the human mind goes to naturally.
I think it's, I think as the world has become more complicated, we've been drawn away from it. But if you go back to sort of prehistory where life was very simple, you know, you just had to find food and protect yourself from saber-toothed tigers.
Yeah.
These skills were really essential for survival. And I think the natural place that people would find themselves. But now there's so much more going on. We're overstimulated, and you know, there's it's hard to find that natural place.
Yeah. Speaking of that, if you'd like to text me with any questions for our guest or any future suggestions, you can do that at 928-699-8263. That's 699-8263. And if I get your question while we're still on the air, we'll give it to Pez.
I love answering questions.
Yeah, so questions are great. Yeah, in today's society, there's so much stimulation. Texts and cell phones and TV and there's music and there's vehicle sounds and just everything going on. Just hard to even hear nature sometimes.
That's true. And I think what we can do is to learn to control what we pay attention to. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing wrong with texting and computers and TV and movies. I love going to the movies, but I can choose when I want to pay attention to right now. And it's Flagstaff is such a great place for being able to get out into nature, as you said. That can be a really healing place. I do a mindful walk about twice a month up on Observatory Mesa. And anyone can learn to focus on the present while you're hiking. It's a wonderful way to hike. Just see, hear, feel, and do it intentionally.
Yeah, walking meditation is, I find it very powerful and at the same time very calming.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, this is a good time if people have questions about how to find out what's up with you. I know you have a website, right?
I do.
Facebook?
I'm on Facebook, Instagram, website. On Facebook, it's Still Point Meditation. The web page is www.stillpointmeditation.weebly.com. It's W-E-E-B-L-Y. And all my information is on there.
Great. Weebly is a good thing. So it's stillpointmeditation.com.
Weebly. Yeah, I believe in not spending money unnecessarily, and I'm very grateful for Weebly's free site.
Yeah, for small business owners, I strongly recommend Weebly. That's my own site, although I do have to pay for it, but it's very reasonable. Okay, and then, so one of the things you do as part of that, part of your business end of it, is the approximately twice weekly or twice monthly nature walks, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw on Facebook, because we're Facebook friends, that you have an upcoming free or by donation event, a retreat.
That's right. That's coming up this Saturday. It'll be at a private home in Flagstaff. It'll consist of a lot of sitting and walking meditation, about 25, 30-minute sessions. So, even a person who's never meditated can do that. There'll be some teaching. I'll talk about some different meditation techniques. It'll be held in silence, which is great to sit with a group of people who all have the same intention, but you're not distracting yourself by interacting with them. We'll eat lunch together in silence. And yes, it's by donation and totally voluntary, no expectation there. If anyone is interested in doing that, there's more information on the website. You do need to register because since it's a private home, I don't want to make the address public. Mm-hmm. So once you register, I'll let you know where to go for that.
Imagine you have to cut it off after the first 50 or 100 people.
Yeah, I wish. Actually, we only have a few spaces left. We can fit about 13 to 15 in the space we have. I encourage you to sign up for that. And it is on Saturday, so the sooner the better. I want to be able to plan how much tea and coffee to provide.
Cool. So you can stimulate your meditation will be stimulated.
There's nothing wrong with getting a little outside help.
Yeah, and making it inside. Yeah, cool. So we're going to listen to some wonderful music. I've played it many times, and turns out it's one of Pez and I's favorites. So here it comes.